Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station right here, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, to our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail drivers delivering the mail from point A to B and the bulk mail centers and post offices as well. Now, best a shout-out to our suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers out there delivering the parcels that you guys and gals have to deliver. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're now on MeWe, as well as Gab, as well as Parler. We're also on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're on Twitter, all of which you can find us as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase, stick an S in between Captain and America, and you've got it. And, of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the northern tundra, north of town here, we have got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Yay, yay. Everybody's standing up there yelling and screaming. It's a gorgeous day here. It's like 75 degrees right now. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one today.
Yep. It is going to be a hot one today. You are right. thank God for air conditioning. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen. Under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Donald Trump took a little trip up to New York, and he came back from New York, and he gave a speech down here last night and got everybody wound up again. And he's got plenty going on. Looks like as if he's going to keep himself busy. But in the meantime, what else is going on?
Well, we had a mayor's race in Chicago.
Yep.
And I've decided that the voters in Chicago are just stupid. Because Paul Vallis was their best hope, and he lost to Brandon Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Johnson was completely supported, endorsed, and pushed and promoted by the teachers union and Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
So I would argue, and he hates the police, hates them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would argue that Chicago just went from bad to worse, if that's even possible.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Police Department endorsed Paul Vallis, but I would say businesses will continue to close and continue to move, and people will continue to move out of Chicago. So Chicago's over with, ladies and gentlemen.
Now they also had an election in Wisconsin for a judge, and the judge that everybody wanted
Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Yep, the judge everybody wanted to get elected didn't.
That's right. So Wisconsin's over with.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So you got a...
Bad guys are winning. I don't know how else to pull them to say it, but that's what's happening.
Right. Absolutely right. And I don't know how they continue to win.
Because people are just now indifferent to all of this. They're, you know, they've given up.
They're not paying attention, is what it appears to be, as to what the alternative is.
Well, okay. I mean, I guess that could be true. I don't know.
I don't know why anybody would support anybody of the teachers' union would throw up there. You know, you'd be getting an agenda.
Well, I would say that, you know, what hurts the United States most is failing our youth, and that's what's happening.
Well, we can hope for brighter days, but we better get on the ball here pretty quick, or it's not going to happen, though, is it?
Nope, that's right.
Okay, so moving right along, which we like to do, Stormy Daniels ordered to pay her $122,000 in legal fees hours after the indictment and the arraignment of Donald Trump, who, by the way, headed back to Florida as fast as he could get on the plane and get out of Dodge, which I don't blame him for that, do you?
Well, you know, I don't know who was representing her since Michael Avenatti's in prison. So,
yeah.
That didn't work out well.
I didn't see her anywhere being represented, so we don't know. All right, hold that thought. Folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we certainly hope that you stick around and hear some more of Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away, this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And they've been saving people money on their insurance for more than 85 years. Currently, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can give you rate quotes on the car you're driving. Maybe you've got a truck. How about your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV? They can insure all that for you. They bundle it for you, save a little bit of money that way. But where you really save a bunch of money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on your Geico automobile policy. That's where you will save a bunch of money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And joining us again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we have Aaron in Colorado on the line, so here we go. Aaron, what's up?
Yeah, Cap, Denise, I mean, Denise is right. I mean, these 34, you know, counts are absolute insanity. And the thing is, so if this insanity did get to a courtroom, I just don't think, obviously Trump couldn't get a fair trial, because the judge would be probably some social justice, so-called Black Lives Matter, Antifa nut on the bench, instead of being someone who has some common sense, who's rational and logic. So I just hope this insanity is dismissed. It should be dismissed. The city district attorney, he needs to be disbarred. He's just doing the bidding for his dried-up, wrinkled, old, prune-looking billionaire master named George Soros. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this insanity has got to end. I mean, and obviously they're trying to do anything they can anything that can stick to get Trump by any means necessary. But this has just got to end. Mm-hmm. Leave the man alone. And one more thing, Denise. Stormy Daniels owes Trump some money. So why isn't Stormy Daniels behind bars? Cap, Denise, goodbye.
Mm. All right, what do you think?
Understand something here, and I mentioned this on your show a couple nights ago, Matt, and that is how many people that were in the Trump orbit have been attacked
mm-hmm.
and have had their careers destroyed. We start with Michael Cavuto. Then, you know, we can go to Carter Page. We can go to Gerald Flynn. We can go to, just so many. Paul Manafort.
Mm-hmm.
George Papadopoulos. And so if it wasn't Trump, it'd be somebody else right now. I mean, look, they're already going after Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy, he doesn't stand a chance, and he is an official candidate who, for the most part, is self-funding.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he's running to truly be president. I think he's running to put the message out there, or messages, and to educate. And
mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we just mentioned, you know, Chicago. Chicago had a chance to save itself
mm-hmm.
and couldn't. California yep. has a chance to save itself by doing these recalls, and they couldn't pull it off.
Mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania is collapsing. Wisconsin's collapsing. Minnesota's already collapsed. Mm-hmm. Washington State, Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, ladies and gentlemen, we need force multipliers. And, you know, there are organizations out there that are trying to do some good work. I mean, look at Turning Point USA with Charlie Kirk.
Yep.
Well, what happens when you try and go to the generation that really needs the most help, like Stanford Law, and see what they did to that judge out there?
Mm-hmm.
So we're not in a good place. And that's just domestically. Internationally, it couldn't get any worse. Well, it can get worse. But it's down the path of destruction. With these relationships now, I mean, we've lost Saudi Arabia, good, bad, or indifferent on how people feel about Saudi Arabia, but that's over with. Iran is operating without limitations. China is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russia. And by the way, Russia is now the lead chair for the UN Security Council.
Yeah.
How does that make anybody feel? And so what does Biden do yesterday? Well, let's send some more stuff to Ukraine.
Yep.
2.6
billion.
Yep. And this stuff is, 500 million is in ammunition and equipment.
Mm.
And then 2 billion would be to buy munitions, radar, and new weapons.
Yep.
Okay. Buy from who? And you know, I've said it too. Ukraine now is having to fight Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and now Belarus, which
mm-hmm.
is still supposed to be the new destination for the low-yield
mm-hmm.
nuclear weapons of Russia.
Yep. Yep.
So what does Biden do?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What does the National Security Council do? I don't know.
All right.
What does the Pentagon do?
Let's go.
I don't know.
Let's,
they lie to us.
Let's go over and find out what Beg, Gab, and Bob wants to talk about. Beg, Gab, and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes. As far as these cities, the ones that are going to be lost or something, they're just too far gone, especially the ones out in San Francisco where civil order is just destroyed.
Collapsed.
And this is going to take a disaster. to make things happen, and that's what's going to happen, and nothing you can do about it. As far as the international thing, Russia's made it time to pull back. Let them go. We need to fix our own country first. We can't. We're not the policemen of the world anymore. We don't have the power to be. It's as simple as that. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay, well, he's got a point there about the policemen of the world.
Well, see, I disagree with that. I'm going to sit out here probably by myself on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't been the police of the world for quite some time, I would argue. And look where we are today. I mean, the bad guys are partnering. And, you know, I would say that Trump was trying to make some headway, certainly with, you know, the members of NATO, pay up your fair share and do your part, because we're sick and tired of it. Trump pulled us out of all these ridiculous agreements, including the Iran nuclear deal,
mm-hmm.
The Paris climate change. He stopped funding parts of the United Nations. So he was trying. And then here comes Biden, puts us all right back into this. Imagine the billions and billions of dollars that we have thrown at climate change going all the way back to the Obama administration. What's our return on those investments? Nothing.
Zero.
Imagine what we could do with those dollars today if we had them. Do you think that Paul Vallis would have lost the mayor race in Chicago? Do you think that, you know, we would have CRT in schools and failing schools? And you see what I'm saying? I mean, the billions and billions and billions of dollars in climate change has gotten us nowhere. Our enemies don't have to work very hard at destroying us or attacking us, because we're doing it such a good job ourselves. And
yep.
Chicago's just a real symbol of that.
Yep. Plenty of evidence of that. Okay, well, the music is coming up in my ear. I will let you go, and we will talk tomorrow night about this and a whole bunch of other stuff, because I'm sure it's still going to be a rampant environment out there for whatever.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Get on out there. Take a look at what she has to offer. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The Manhattan DA is asking for an order of protection in the Trump case. NBC News' Garrett Hockey says they are concerned about social media attacks Trump has posted.
That kind of rhetoric and escalating comments could lead them in the future to ask for more restrictions.
It's not believed the DA asked for a gag order, but rather a warning to Trump and his team to refrain from any further verbal attacks. Virginia elementary teacher Abigail Zwirner has filed a $40 million lawsuit over her shooting inside a first grade classroom at the hands of a student. But now, there's a twist. An attorney for a classmate of the young shooter tells WRIC-TV that his client warned Zwirner the child had a gun and was reportedly told to sit down and be quiet, prompting Zwirner's legal team to respond, saying, "It sounds like the principal's now blaming Abby for getting shot." I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you, all the United States veterans. Jake, I love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. NAA.edu gets you their website. NAA.edu gets you their website. We'll tell you more about that after you check them out. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, well, the big thing about National Aviation Academy is if you want to become an aviation maintenance tech and make a lot of money and have job security and be able to travel around the world in different places where other people don't get to go, but you'd be able to because of your work, you can go to NAA.edu, the website again, NAA.edu. One more time, NAA.edu. Go to that website, check it out, and find out more about the National Aviation Academy. Now, they have two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're across the bay in Clearwater. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, they are just outside the city limits of Boston, Mass. They have their facility at Concord, Massachusetts, at a small secondary airport that's right there. So there you go. Now, you can call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of their campuses. But I wouldn't do it until you took a look at the campuses to see where you want to go. Now, if you want to take the tour at both of their campuses, you can do that. Rather than just go to one, you can go to both of them and find out what they're all about. That's what I would do if it were me. So the number, 800-659-2080, the website, naa.edu, National Aviation Academy. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Okay. Wouldn't you know that the Senate voted to repeal the Iraq War Authorization Act. The Senate's vote to repeal the 2002 bill, alongside a 1991 Gulf War authorization to defend Kuwait against Saddam Hussein, marks a significant milestone in congressional efforts to claw back the lawmakers' war-making authorities from the White House, ensuring that future presidents can invoke them as a justification for a military intervention into the Middle East and or elsewhere. Finland on Tuesday became the 31st member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, known as NATO, the largest military alliance in the world. Russia's not happy about it, but they'll get over it. Finland is ecstatic, and they should be. 300,000 troops. It'll give them a home to be with some more professional people, and I'm sure their army will benefit from it as well. So there you go. Now, the Navy has tested the secret Project Overmatch tech with the Carl Vinson strike group. All we know so far is that the U.S. Navy is testing technology developed as part of the secretive project known as Overmatch during the Carl Vinson's carrier strike group's time in waters off California. Now, this message was delivered, according to the Chief of Naval Operations. Good thing? Maybe. We'll have to wait and find out. The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter will need a more resilient supply chain to ensure the military can keep it flying in a future highly contested war, the Air Force officer in charge of the program said on Monday. Okay. We'll go with that one and see where it takes us. In addition, elite Ukrainian snipers describe their war from the shadows. Now, Sector Clear calls out the instructor, Artemon, to his students, Yayan. The latter man shifts his rifle slightly. It's a long British-made barrel resting above the ground as the Yelvin people lays in a prone position. Snipers are very valuable in the scheme of things, especially when they can't be seen and they can do their job. Now, the Ukraine is going to buy 100 Rosomach armored vehicles from Poland. These are the smaller 8-wheel drive armored vehicles that can carry upwards to a squad of men inside them, plus carry some small armaments as well. And, of course, we'll see what they do with the weapons they're getting, because not everything is new. Ukraine is now fielding 1940s-era anti-aircraft guns as artillery pieces, known as the KS-19, which has some of the latest articles on it, modernized the gun a little bit, but it's still the same weapon that they had back during World War II. Amazing. Some things you just don't throw away, right? And, of course, when it comes time for all the different military aspects that are out there, and we keep hearing about new things every day, especially when it comes to Ukraine, that they keep sending them a bunch of stuff. We do know that Iran is in the mix of things because 83 times since Joe Biden became president, Iran has attacked our U.S. troops in the Middle East. 83 times since Biden became the president. I don't know about you, but all it would take is two or three and I'd be awake. 83 times. What are they thinking? Obviously, he's not doing much of a job, nor are his people. Obviously. And, of course, when it comes time for the equipment that they continue to train with, both the Ukrainians and the United States and other NATO forces, because some of that equipment is shared with other countries. It's not just the Ukraine, it's not just us. And, of course, more new equipment. We just heard about $2.6 billion worth of stuff going over to the Ukraine again. And they're going to be giving them money to buy stuff that they need. Because we're pretty much at our wit's end when it comes to giving them equipment. We don't have a whole lot of extra stuff to give. So they're going to have to spend money. And the only money they're going to be able to get is the money that we give them to go shopping with. Which, by the way, we just mentioned that in Poland, they're buying 100 of those light infantry armored vehicles. Okay, I hear the music coming up. That means that right after that music, we will be taking a break. And after that break, you will hear Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and before I get to chatting with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular, Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Yes, they have the Nissan dealerships, but this is the Acura's turn to shine, Moss Acura. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. And you can find out more by looking them up on the web, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and then making an appointment to go take a look at one of their new or pre-owned vehicles. Now, remember, if you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and all church pastors, too, get afforded a great deal on a new or certified pre-owned vehicle at MossAcura.com. And don't forget, your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And in the times in which we live, that could save you a bunch of money over the years. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street is here. Chris Markowski, good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How's the weather up there?
It was actually beautiful yesterday, not too bad.
All right, it's 75 degrees here right now in Tampa. It's unbelievable. What a morning.
Yeah, warm early, that's for sure.
Yeah, and how. All right, well, what do you think, what's the next big shock around the corner for the economy? We're already seeing what's happening here with the gas prices. It's starting to create some havoc, if you will.
people are just, you know, coming unglued with having to pay upwards to 7 cents or even 10 cents or whatever it is per gallon that it's gone up this week. And it's not going to go down anytime soon, as we well know.
No, it's not. So get used to it. I mean, it is what it is. With a production cut by OPEC, about 1 million barrels a day. We also made the mistake of not refilling the SPR when oil prices were down. Should have done that, at least started to. So that, you know, you don't expect any relief from that because the SPR is way too low. So, you know, it is what it is, right? We're at the whim of other countries and of OPEC and the fact that they wanted to pull back production to get prices back up. I think they, you know, they like them around $100 a barrel, and that's where they want them to go.
Well, that's Iran with that $100 a barrel stuff. They're the ones that started it. That's what they'd like to see, and I think they're going to get it.
Well, not just Iran. I mean, it takes more than Iran to do that. It's all the OPEC nations they're doing production cuts. So it's, you know, that's what they decided to do.
But that was their stated goal when Trump was president. That was their stated goal. They wanted that $100 a barrel.
Well, I think that they all want it up there. They're just putting more money in their pocket in that sense. So, again, it's, you know, our fault. We could have continued down the path of energy independence, and we pulled back from that. Actually had another pipeline rejected in West Virginia yesterday by another circuit court. Joe Manchin getting played again. And again, it's, elections have consequences. This is what happens when you vote a certain way. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it is what it is.
Well, job openings right now have fallen below 10 million for the first time in 2 years, and everybody's starting to get some concerned about that.
I don't know why. I mean, it's still job market. It's slowing a little bit with the openings. It's still hot. You know, it's still almost 10 million job openings. I mean, so it's still an incredibly tight labor market. It's just showing signs of slowing. And, you know, the concerns out there as well is that you've definitely seen, loans being issued coming way down. You know, manufacturing is coming down. The effects of the Silicon Valley Bank and what happened there is affecting other regional banks, which support a lot of small businesses around the country. So credit is tightening out there.
Now, we know that watching this government and watching the Biden administration behave the way they are, that they don't seem to be much of a business-friendly administration. Is that a fair assumption to mention here?
Well, it depends on what business you're in, Kat. I mean, listen, if you are an electric automaker, you're happy. If you're a chips maker, you're getting cash if you follow what the government says you're going to do. I guess it depends on what business you're in. We've gotten to a point in time here in this country, and again, we're always going after China all the time and how China does business. We're not that far off. I've been saying this for a long time. We're now becoming a nation rather than having a free market private sector. We're a nation that has an industrial policy almost at this point in time. So, you know, that's going to mute growth moving forward. The differences between the way we do business and the way China does business is it's not that far off, quite frankly. And people got to understand that. You know, we were supposed to be an alternative, to China, but we're becoming more and more like them.
Well, that doesn't sound all that healthy to me, but then that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not thrilled with it either.
Wow. Okay. Well, moving along, let's talk about electric cars, since you did. The people in the United States got a bit of a shock this week by realizing that if they don't have a certain amount of parts in their vehicle made in the USA for their electric vehicle, then they're not going to get their full $7,500 deduction that they were expecting to get from the Internal Revenue.
There's certain caveats from the car, the amount of materials, where they were produced and where they were sourced. That's a part of it as well. So you got to make sure that your car fully complies with that if you want to get the tax credit. Mm-hmm. And to be quite honest with you, I hope you don't. Okay? Being honest, I hope you don't get your tax credit. Okay? You're forcing your fellow taxpayer to help pay for your car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? To me, that's pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah. And, again, as far as how much the credit is going to be, nobody really knows at the present time. If it's 100% made in the U.S. of A., obviously it'll be $7,500. If it's not, it'll be a percentage of it.
You should be able to find out because, they have to let you know, even this before electric vehicles, the amount of sourcing they do and where it comes from. It's usually on the window sticker of the car. You just got to make sure it falls in line.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we can find out that way. But it becomes something totally different. Now, how are the factories doing business-wise? I keep seeing mixed reviews. Some are doing well. Some are doing horrible. Some are cutting back. Some aren't. I mean, what's going on here?
Some of the areas are doing better than others around the country. They tend to be more geared towards the South. Philadelphia manufacturing is not doing well. I know that. Again, you're seeing a slowdown, to some degree. Even if the consumers have pulled back since that the banking issues took hold. We've seen credit card usage come down, and we're seeing a market slowdown here in the United States. We've got economic numbers coming out over the next few days. Friday, the jobs report, which might give a little bit more clarity in regards to what the Federal Reserve is going to do moving forward. Again, I want some semblance of normalcy, in my opinion, and just saying, hey, listen, we're done now. We're going to see how everything pans out. That to me would be the best possible option at this point in time.
Well, if I was going to hop on the Chris Markowski bandwagon to success today, what would I be looking at?
As far as your portfolio is concerned, be smart. Don't do stupid things. Don't go looking for fads. Looking to make money. There's a lot of quality items out there, right?
All righty. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Good one.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go there, check it out. I'll be back with more.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.